look at y'all smiling now. It's oh, you're beautiful. Looking so good. Got a garment of praise on. That's right. I mean, it's like, what else you gonna do? You probably can't change the thing you're worried about anyway. The only thing you can control is yourself. You might as well make a change in the mirror. Because what you've been doing's got you where you're at up till now. Might want to do something different. Might want to praise the Lord. I dare you to. I danced on a checkbook one time because I didn't have no money. I threw it in the middle of the living room and danced on it. I was broke as a joke. I didn't have nothing. Bills due and all that stuff. The rest of the story is that night we went to church. It was a Wednesday night. We went to church. My food got paid for after church. When I got home, between, y'all know you got a wooden door, like a screen door, a glass door. Between there was three checks left. Left there. I ain't said nothing to nobody. Left there. Just had it on my heart to give to you, Greg. I don't know. The Lord just kind of moved on us to give. Three checks. Took them checks, deposited them jokers quick. We didn't have mobile deposit back then. I was waiting. 9 o'clock. I'm standing at the door of the bank waiting for them to open. I didn't write a faith check, but I needed to. You know what I mean? Faith check. Anybody wrote a faith check before? I'm not talking about a real faith check. I'm talking about NSF. You know you ain't got the money and you write it anyway. And you hoping and praying God does something between now and then. I wasn't in that kind of situation, but dang, I needed the money bad. Amen? The thing can be found. I mean, a minister told me, I mean, it was Mark Hankins. He said it years ago. If what you've been doing has brought you to where you are today, you might as well change. You might as well change what you're doing, because what you're doing done got you here. This is the mess you're dealing with. Change it. Do it different. I mean, really, brush your teeth with the wrong hand. Upside down, yeah. Comb your hair. If you park this way, park that way. Just be walking around like this all day. This thing that we do is not rocket science, y'all. Following the Lord, being led by the Spirit, doing the things that God needs us to do is the easiest thing in the world you can do. He has made it so simple that it takes an absolute 100% theologian to screw it up. We get so smart, we get so educated, that we don't do the simple little things that make us look silly. Because he said he'll take the silly things of this world, these foolish things, to confound the wise. I could promise you what I just did up here. The few that participated, we just jump in there and do something we ain't done in a real long time. Just stand up, shout. The Spirit started to move, man. If you do things the way you have not always done them, the Spirit will begin to move, I promise. Peter lent his boat to Jesus. Jesus used his boat. Got finished with it and said, all right, Peter, what you do is you go out there and you let your net down for a catch. Put all those nets out. Put them out for a catch. And Peter started making excuses because that's not the way we do that. I ain't never done it that way before, Lord. That ain't how it's supposed to work. But nevertheless, I'll go out there. I'll put a little old net out there. What happened? Net started breaking. Filled up his boat. Boat started sinking. Called in some buddies. Get the other buddies. All these fish coming into his boat. And he just got through telling Jesus that he had fished all the fish out of the sea. There wasn't any left out there, Lord. What happened? He did something different. He did something a way that had never been done before. He simply followed the leading of God. I'm going to tell on Chad Wallace. He's not here today. I'm going to tell on him. A couple weeks ago, y'all know this, but I'm going to say it again. A couple weeks ago, he's walking through the parking lot of the church, and there was some KFC sitting out there, some Popeyes. Y'all know what I'm talking about, in the box. Strode out. You know, dogs done got into it. Vermin done got into it overnight. And he's like, man, there's right there. Somebody need to pick that up. And the Holy Ghost said, well, why don't you? And if you think about that moment, how often God has told us some little silly thing every day. Something we supposed to do, some silly little thing that we don't do. And when we don't do it, you know what's not moving? The Spirit. God is waiting on us to do the little bitty things that He asks us to do on the daily so He can move. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land, the Bible says. If you're not willing and you're not obedient, there ain't no good of the land in your on your plate. It ain't there. You ain't eating it. I promise you're not eating it. It's the simple little things that He needs us to do that don't make sense. Like, woo! Yeah, baby! Oh, Jesus, my Lord. Woo! You know? That's it. I've done that one before. That one don't count. Might do some kid and play. Y'all don't know that? Y'all remember kid and play? They jumped. Never mind. I know. I hope I'm making sense here. It's time to do something different. Now, last month we read Proverbs every day. That was different. A lot of you ain't never done that before. Never done it before. I could promise you there's been some things in your life, like little things coming up. It's like, huh, that worked out. Huh, that went pretty good. That went better than I thought it would. Just simple little things that we do differently. Never done it that way. Go to John chapter 2. John chapter 2, good place to go. It's a great place to go. I mean, here's the next one. This is your homework this week. Are y'all ready? Everybody, homework this week. Are you ready? I spit on that right there. Homework from this Sunday to next Sunday. When, because I know you will. It ain't an if. It's when. You go to Walmart, smile. Because that's not a normal thing. We don't normally smile in Walmart, do we? You do? Thank you, sir. Yeah. You do? Where you go, Michelle? Michelle's the spiritual one here. We'll have, let you preach next week. No, y'all see what I'm saying? No, she's absolutely correct. If you smile and talk to people, it makes a difference. All of a sudden, your Walmart experience is not so bad. You don't walk out of there going, dog, man, they got like 1,900 different registers and ain't nobody in them. And then you go to self-checkout, there ain't nobody there. And don't even give me a discount for doing their work for them. You don't feel that way when you walk out. You walk out and go, man, I got to see old so-and-so in there. Or, Lord, that man that I did pray for, I ask you, Lord, to move in his life. That lady on that knee that she needed prayer for her knee because she was having a hard time getting around in there, Lord, I thank you that you're working in that thing. You walk out of there with a completely different perspective because you smile. That's your homework. Everybody got it? Some of us are already doing the homework. We're going to continue to do the homework. Amen. Oh, speaking of smiling, I hadn't done a joke in a while. I think I did this one a few weeks ago, but I'm not sure. What do you call people who love ceilings? Ceiling fans, yeah. This is a good one. I love this one. How many apples grow on trees? All of them. That's a great one. Let's see. Since Michael Staniland is here, I'll find one specifically for him. Yeah, I'm calling Michael Staniland. He's in the back there in the corner. He and Angela, Mike Staniland, they handle our church down in Saline. Yeah, they take care of that place down there. Y'all had a sewer problem this morning, you said? Oh, water. I thought it was a sewer problem, Mike. Are you sure it wasn't that y'all had too much sewage? Well, with him as the preacher, it might be. I'm playing. But this one is for Michael. Yeah, everybody loves Michael. I'm gonna get hammered later on today. Like, whenever service is over, people are gonna come up and be like, Greg, you're fired, you're done.
Don't you pick on Michael.
Yeah, you leave him alone. Michael Stanley, this one's for you. How many ears does Captain Kirk have? No. He's got three. The left ear, the right ear, and the final frontier. John chapter 2, are you there yet? I gave you plenty of time. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they had ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to them, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 to 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them to the brim. And he said, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out good wine and then gives the guest, and whenever the guests have well drunk, the inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now." We're going to ride this one for a while too, y'all. Like we did on the last little series that I did, I just kept preaching the same stuff over and over and over again. You want to know why? If we don't get the simple little things and start doing them, there's no reason in trying to dig in the Word and find some crazy revelation that you've never seen before. Just do the things you know to do. If you walk in the light that you have, He will bring you more light. But if you're not walking in the light that you have, all this searching and YouTubing that's going on, you're wasting your time. Looking for some new revelation, trying to find another preacher. You know, Greg's just the same thing over and over again. I got to hear something fresh and new. Well, let's do the old stuff first. Let's just get her done, amen? Sorry, that was my little soapbox. I'll get off of it now. So Jesus and his disciples are at a wedding. Great place to be. Especially in Cana of Galilee, because evidently they have a party at those weddings, so much so that they ran out of wine. They're having a good time, wouldn't you say? Jesus up in there with them, having a good time. Just saying, it's okay to have fun. I'm not saying go out there and get ignorant. I'm saying relax. It's okay. So Jesus goes out there, and he's with the disciples, and they run out of wine. And the mother says, "Hey, they don't have any wine." This is Mary talking to him. Mary says, "Hey, look, they ain't got no wine." And Jesus looks at her and goes, "Woman," which is amazingly great. I love that. "Woman, why are you messing with me on this? My hour has not come yet." And she completely ignores the Lord of glory. This child that was born a virgin in Bethlehem, God's child, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus, the Messiah, tells her something and she completely ignores it. Completely ignores it. Turns to the servants and says, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it." In my life, I'm prepared to see more miracles. In my life, I would love to see God move in miraculous ways. In my life, I'm prepared for the supernatural to start to show itself on the daily basis in my life. But for me to do that, I have to do what Mary said to the other servants. She looked at the servants. I serve Jesus. Anybody else in here serve Him? Is there anybody in here that's willing to serve the Lord? She looked at the servants and she said, "Whatever He tells you to do, do it." That, my friends, is the key to the miraculous. You want to see God do some amazing things in your life, in the lives of your family, and your friends, in your city, your community, your business, your workplace, wherever you're at. You want to see Him do some amazing, miraculous things with signs and wonders and where people look at stuff, how'd that happen? Do you want that? Then whatever he tells you to do, do it. No matter how silly it is. This was silly. And by the way, Jesus did not perform the miracle. The servants did. The servants made the miracle happen, not Jesus. He didn't pray over it. He didn't put his finger in it. He didn't spit in it. He didn't even speak to it. He told the servants to do a thing, and they did it. And the miracle happened. It's the first one that's recorded. The very first miracle that's recorded in the New Testament shows the servants doing what Jesus says to do. That's how we unlock the miraculous. That's how CCAM, if you want to see some changes around here, if you want to see some changes wherever it is that your eyes are looking and you're like, you know, that needs to be, no, I think this, no, I'd like to see the Lord move. No, those legs shouldn't do like that anymore. Those feet shouldn't be working like those. No, those hands should. If we want to see that, whatever he says to you, do it. And these guys and gals, I don't know, they were servants. These servants went and picked up stone pots that are tall enough and big enough to hold 20 to 30 gallons. I wish David were here. How much do you think is in the horse trough that we use to baptize people? How many gallons do y'all think that is? How many? 300? So if you take a third of that, that's 100, and then a third of that. So 20 gallons would be filled up. Take that thing and fill it up. What, about this much? Something like that? There you go. Do that one again, John. Let everybody know. There you go. Thank you, sir. Made out of stone. Has anybody ever picked up a gallon of water? 1 gallon. 1 gallon of water is kind of heavy. 2 gallons, a little heavy. You ever put 3 gallons of water in one hand before? It's kind of hard to handle. The 5 gallon on the cooler, that's right. That big thing is 5 gallon on the cooler. You ever picked that up before? It's kind of heavy. We're talking about 30 gallons, okay? The weight of this is not anything that we're used to carrying around. Unless you deal with large animals. If you deal with large animals, you know exactly how much it weighs. That's why you got big machines to move stuff around. So these guys and gals, these servants, number one, had to do a thing that didn't make any sense. We need wine, so Jesus said to go get the water pots. No, we got plenty of water. We're out of wine. And Jesus said, go get the water pots. Okay, don't make no sense, but I'm going to go do it. And not only did they go get the water pots, he said, go get those heavy jokers and fill them up to the brim. It was hard work. I mean, really, our brain, when we go to see this story in our head, when you're reading the scriptures, when you're seeing the story in your head, it's almost like we insert in there that everybody's happy and good. Because it's the Bible that we're reading. Oh, it's got to be all happy and good. Because as children, whenever we're told these stories as children, it's told to us that everybody's happy and good. And they're having a great time doing all the stuff that they're doing for the Lord. I can guarantee you at least one of those servants, because how many pots was it? Did it say? 6. 6 water pots. Let's say at least 2 people to carry it. A piece. So that's 12 folks. Anytime you get 12 people doing one thing together, at least one of them is going to complain. At least one. I mean, heck, Jesus had 12 disciples and he had one of them to turn him in, you know, and betray him. So you got at least one in the group that's going to be a bad apple. So this ain't everybody having a good time. Oh, the Lord said to go get a water pot. Let's go get them. Okay. Let's fill them up with water. Oh, that's a great idea. Okay. That ain't what happened here. It's hard work. Lord, that dude just asked for wine. He needs wine, and you're telling me to go pick up those heavy blankety blank water pots and fill them up with water? It's hard work. It's going to take at least two men to carry the thing, maybe more. Am I making sense here? This ain't just happy-go-lucky stuff. But nonetheless, like Peter said, nonetheless, at your word, I'll go. Just because it ain't fun don't mean that you just sit down and don't do it. And just because it ain't fun does not disqualify you from having to do what he tells you to do. Lord, I couldn't do that. It was going to be too much work. It's too much work. And it's been cold outside. And I just don't feel like going up to the church and helping at the new food pantry. I just don't want to do that. It's too cold. I got too much going on. I got too many things happening. Paint the children's church? Lord, I don't even know how to paint. That's mine. I tell them all the time, I can't paint. I can't do electrical either. No, I'm useless. This is probably the best thing I do. Amen. Yeah. Probably the best thing I do right here. Everything else I do, I ain't no count, y'all. I'm just going to tell you. Like, I'm the chief financial officer of a financial institution, and I have a hat, world's okayest CFO. I'm just kind of okay at it. Don't put that on the internet. I don't keep my job, you know what I mean? Just because it's difficult and just because it's hard does not mean that it disqualifies you from doing what he tells you to do. And I'm certain whenever they filled up those water pots, Jesus said, take him some. This is the guy that's running the whole show. All right? Dude that's running the whole show. He wants more wine. And you just told me and my fellas to go fill up these water pots with water. You worked us, Lord. You worked us to bring some water up here, and now you're telling me to take a cup of that water to that dude. That's embarrassing. I'm not going to do it. That's embarrassing to walk up to somebody and say, can I pray for you for that? It's embarrassing to share the gospel to somebody that you just don't know. It's embarrassing to say the name Jesus in public. It's embarrassing, Lord. Don't y'all like me? Ain't this fun? But nevertheless, I think, you know, I've talked about it before, that I had a message with Roddy Schaefer. Y'all know Roddy, right? Roddy and I had a message. We called it the sun, the moon, and the stars. And the moon had to do with Moses. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. And the Lord put him in the cleft of a rock. This is Exodus chapter 33, the last two scriptures. Put him in the cleft of the rock. And the Lord said, I'll pass by and remove my hand and you can see my back parts. That was the first official recorded mooning in the world. God mooned Moses. And we got to talking about in there, you know, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Well, you could take the moon part and break it up into another little section called God's Big Butt. In the scriptures, over and over and over again, it talks about all this problem and all these concerns and all these worries, but God. It may seem like what he has asked us to do is hard. It may sound like that what he's asked us to do is not normal. And it may be that what he has asked us to do could embarrass us, make us look foolish. I could promise you, if you go into the Peter world where you go, nevertheless, at your command, I'll do it, but God, every time. If you would, Charles, let's go to Proverbs. I think it's chapter 6. Isn't that the one I gave you, or is it 3 that I gave you? No, it's 3. Proverbs chapter 3, y'all. I don't even have my notes pulled up yet. I'm sorry. I know. It's the kind of preacher that you got here. Just kind of okay. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Yeah, those are all good. Thank you, Charles. Let's go to verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Your part. In all your ways acknowledge Him. Your part. And He will do what? He will direct. He will direct you. He will lead you. He will do all the things He said He would do every single time. That scripture has been written for thousands of years. Heaven and earth may pass away, but what? My word will never pass away. Why? Because He's a dude of His word. He is a dude of His word. If we do our part, if we trust in Him and lean not on what we know to be good, and don't let the embarrassment of having to step out and maybe do something that's peculiar in this world, He'll be there. He'll direct our paths. And you'll see the miraculous just by doing what He says to do. I'm ready. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm ready. Could you imagine Fox News coming to Minden because somebody was miraculously healed at Walmart? Think about that. Maybe even TBN. Do they still have TBN? CBN? I don't know what it's called. One of these Christian TV shows. I don't watch them. I'll just be honest. I don't watch them because they're not good. Maybe they would show up and start filming what's going on. Maybe it's time for somebody just to do what Mary told the servants to do. Do what He said. We've got millions of Christians around the world. They go to church every Sunday. He never did say go to church. He never said go there in that church. You get there every Sunday and you be there every Wednesday and every time they open the door. He didn't say that. He said for the pastors and the preachers and the apostles and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. Get yourself equipped somewhere. I don't care where. Here's a great place, but you go wherever you want to go. Get yourself equipped. Don't make it a religious thing that we step through week over week and week over week before you know it, you don't want to go no more. Because it don't mean nothing. But when you go in to the sanctuary to become equipped to go do the work of the ministry, it completely changes everything. It completely changes everything. And next thing you know, you hear this little still small voice that says, you see that paper right there? Yeah, Lord, pick it up. And when you do, you unlock the supernatural in not only your lives, but the lives of all the other people that you're trying to impact. Amen? It's simple. Y'all stand. We're going to keep it easy today.